Welcome to the Beauty Files. I am Juanita. I'm so glad you could join us today. Happy Friday. Happy before the big Super Bowl Sunday game. One of my favorite teams now. I will say I did cross over recently, the Ravens. I am rooting for the Ravens, and I hope they do very well. They've been doing very well for me, and I won't go into why. But happy Friday. You know, speaking of Super Bowl, and this is the reason why I wanted to do this show. Firstly, I have a lovely guest here. I have Janet Krogian, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is with Weight Watchers, and she is going to give us some alternatives on low-calorie delectables that we normally like to eat during Super Bowl parties and gatherings. Later in the program, we're going to be joined with Christian Cuba. She is a nutritionist, and she's going to offer some advice also on, you know, people who are, you know, going through the transition of trying to stay fit and healthy. She's going to offer some great tips for that. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Barry L. Jacoby, and he is the CEO of Bounce Fitness. And you know what he's going to offer. He's going to show us or tell us that we need to exercise in order for us not to gain or try to maintain the good stuff that we have been doing as far as not eating bad or whatever. He's going to show us how we can, if we do overeat, there is an alternative. It's called exercises. So without further ado, let me just say that, you know, Super Bowl and snacks go hand in hand. And, you know, if you made a resolution to lose weight and then all of a sudden you have the big Super Bowl Sunday, that's going to be kind of hard to stay with any type of program. And I'm going to give kudos to Weight Watchers because I am on Weight Watchers now. I love the program. I love the fact that Weight Watchers and I self-promoting, okay, yeah, I am promoting them because I am I'm on Weight Watchers and I love the program. But one of the best things I do love about this program is that you pick real food, you eat real food, you just have to know, you know, how to eat them, what to eat, when to eat them, you know, portion control, you know, make good choices, you know, add good choices with your bad choice so it won't be so bad. But I'm going to let Janet explain all that to us in about, yeah, I guess right now. Janet, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Oh, thank you, Juanita.
Now, I did say something about the delectables, the yummies, and all that good stuff that we normally have during Super Bowl Sunday parties. And I just want to pick your brain on a couple of items. Now, one is, you know, I'm going to throw some stuff out there, and then you're going to tell me, you know, a version or what we can do to lower it or have a lesser caloric value to it. I'm going to throw beef nachos out there to you. What can you do for me with that?
Well, who doesn't love a beef nacho?
and before, you know what? Before you go there, Janet, I want you to tell me what you told me yesterday. I thought it was just so fabulous. Your plight with Weight Watchers, how you became a leader with Weight Watchers. And I just want, you know, just give me like about a minute of what you were telling me yesterday on the phone.
Well, I have been working for Weight Watchers now for almost 16 years, and I have joined prior about 5 times. So, you know, it's a process that sometimes doesn't always click. You have to have that right timing. And just a real quick, I had lost my mother to heart disease in 95. She was 57. I joined in January of 96 with a cholesterol level of 307. March of 96, my father passed away of heart disease at 62. So I always kind of say that my mom got me into the door of Weight Watchers, and my dad kind of shoved me to goal because it was this was a lifetime change that I had to make. And so when you talk about Super Bowls, I've had many since then, and, you know, that's a way of life. This might be the first challenge for a lot of us that have made that New Year's resolution to lose weight, and we've got to kind of, how can we make it feel, how can it be successful, and how can we be successful? And Weight Watchers 360 is the program to do with that.
Now you said you joined 5 times. So those people out there who have, you know, joined the program or joined, you know, whatever, because I too have joined, lost a whole lot of weight, rejoined, and I will still say this is one of the best programs out there. But I say all that to say, you really, and you can correct me or you know, agree or disagree, Janet, you really need to have a program that teaches you how to eat like normal.
Yes. This is, you have to decide that this is a lifestyle that you can live with. I try and tell members that join that, you know, if you like pizza today, you're going to like it a year from now, 5 years from now. So learn how to eat it while you're trying to lose weight. Because,
right.
You know, these nachos, I love nachos, and I'm going to like them. So how can I make this work for me, whether it be by altering some of the ingredients or watching my portion sizes or actually moving, get back to that exercise so that I can get a few extra point plus size that I can use for those special
right.
things on that special day.
Okay, so beef nachos. How would you lighten up beef nachos? You know, with the goo, the ooze, the yum, the meat, the chips, the cheese. How would you go about lightening up beef nachos?
Well, we definitely want to keep the yum factor. I mean, that's huge because, you know, if we're going to eat this, I want it to be good. So a couple of different ways. One is going to be what you dip it with, you know, it's the chip itself. So if you use a baked chip, you know, even better would be, you know, if you like jicama, that's another alternative to dipping that nacho with as well. Using some lean protein, extra lean, so the 93% fat-free is an option. Going from regular cheese to low-fat cheese definitely is a big calorie factor in lowering that as well. Also kind of look at, you know, the refried beans. A great source of fiber, but just make sure that they are, you know, they are fat-free. So that would help. And they're a power food. So definitely you're going to want to look at that. And, of course, serving size.
Right.
Keep it
now, would you add, like, black beans or some type of beans to kind of fill it up? So, you know, something that's good to add to something that's, you know, whatever. I mean, you've lightened up the whole thing, but would you add, like, black beans or some type of beans to that?
I would probably add beans and tomatoes and some green onion.
Oh.
And all of those, you know, black beans are, again, a power food. And when we talk about power foods, we basically are looking at foods that are very satisfying. And it's a good bang for your buck. So you get a lot of a food, but at a lower point plus value.
Right.
And they're very healthy choices. So when you're looking at, like, black beans, they're a good source of fiber. They're low in fat. They are low in sugar, great, great complex carb. And so, that, again, there goes that satisfaction factor.
Right.
And the same thing with tomatoes, green onion. It's all about, too, spicing it up and giving some additional flavor. You know, if you're doing nachos, adding something that's going to give it a little pizzazz. So look for seasonings, you know, if you like cilantro, if you like little jalapenos, but something that, again, it's going to be what you like.
And yeah, you know, and I know a lot of people are going to, you know, probably say, you know, if they're not on the program or whatever, and you keep saying points. I know what it is. Some people do. But when you say points, low point factor or power food, you've already explained what the power food part is. But when you say points, what are you talking about for those of us who don't know?
Points Plus is actually taking a food and really kind of dissecting it by its nutrients. So we look, they're actually called macronutrients. We look at the fiber, the protein, the carbs, and the fat. And those are the ingredients that actually make up calories in a food. And when we look at a food, we're going to look at all of those components. And then, depending on the amount, it's going to depend on the point plus value. So we're no longer just looking at a food at a calorie amount. We're looking at the nutrients. So that when I'm looking at these nachos, which normally are about 375 calories, I'm going to go to point plus, they're 10 point plus values, I can now whittle it down to about 110 at 3 point plus values. So that's just using those nutrient factors. And so those points plus is just a formula that Weight Watchers has to make it a little bit easier to count. It's kind of funny that I don't look at food anymore by calories. I look at it by point plus values. So that's just
right.
become a routine for me.
Exactly. The same way. I just look at, I have stuff in my refrigerator, and I just wrote the number of points that it is. I don't even, you know, calories, I don't even know what that means. I just know what a point is, what the points are on each food, and I just kind of magic marker, like, 7.6. And if someone didn't know what the heck was going on in my refrigerator, they'll look and go, what is all these numbers? What is this, like, I'll eat this today and I'll eat tomorrow? No, darling, those are numbers those are good numbers. Those are mommy's special numbers. She needs to know what she can eat and how much she can eat. But It's the greatest thing because you all you have to do is just look at it, and you, like you said, you know exactly what each thing, the point value is.
You know, and the fact is you really, you know, you do want to really look at the complex carbs. I mean, that's huge, that fiber. And you also
right.
want to make sure that it's got protein. Those are the two things that really are going to make that food probably a lower point plus value. So when you start looking at when you're looking at carbs and you're looking at fat, if that's a high number, invariably that means it's probably going to be a high point plus value. So that's
right.
just kind of a, if I'm looking at it as something without my, you know, my barcode scanner on my iPhone, I can go, oh, you know what, this has 20 fat grams. Probably not a good choice.
And that's another great thing. That is another great thing you mentioned, Janet. It's like the barcode thing. That is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You literally take your phone and you point it to the barcode and bam, it just tells you what the points are. It's amazing.
It is the most fantastic. I have to say, our digital segment of our company has come so far, and we've got a great e-tool site that gives you, you know, you're talking about these nachos. There's a great site that you can look up, beef nachos, and they can give you a recipe, and they can show you how to lighten it up. You can track with it. You can read success stories. Then I go to my phone, and I can track with my phone. I can look up restaurants. With these smartphones, you know, everybody now seems to have a smartphone.
Right.
They are great resources. And the barcode, the newest thing we've got now is what's called Snap and Track. And this Snap and Track is actually on your phone. It's used with your eTool account. And you're allowed or able to snap a picture of your meal and say, you know, I don't really have time to track it right now, but hey, I'm gonna take a picture and I can look at it later.
Oh, wow!
And so it's another way of, you know what, of being able to be accountable.
Yeah,
and also it's
yeah.
a visual. I laughed because I had a member say, you know, I really don't like writing everything down because that's one of our, you know, one of our components is tracking, and
right.
that's our number one success is, you know, when we track, we become aware of what we eat. And so we talked about, well, maybe if you just use that Snap and Track and all you did was snap pictures of what you ate all day long, would that make a difference? And we laughed because she says, well, I guess if I had 50 pictures, that would mean I ate too much. And I said, that's probably true.
Okay, I'm going to throw another one out there to you, Janet. What about buffalo wings with blue cheese?
How many people don't like a buffalo wing? Well, of course, where do you think most of the calories or fat content is going to be in?
Probably
the skin.
The wing, I guess.
It's in the skin because the skin.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, yeah.
There's a lot of, and so if you just took the skin off, that's one way. Just easily, taking that skin off. You know, and of course, really the flavor, what you're wanting is that hot flavor. So the seasoning,
right.
you know, really look at that seasoning. Again, the dip, the cheese, that blue cheese dip using fat-free sour cream versus the full fat. And of course, that blue cheese adds a lot of flavor. I have a couple of members, they're going to use skewers of chicken tenders, and even with that, because they're just going to do boneless, skinless chicken breast, put on a skewer, have it marinate in that sauce, and then bake it. And there's their mock wing, their mock buffalo wing. So many different ways that you can do the wing without the added fat.
Right,
but you still
right.
have, you're still, it's still got full of flavor. And it's still, again, you know, we're socializing and we kind of, you know, we use food as a socialization. I mean, you know, we're going to the Super Bowl party and I hate to tell you, Juanita, I'm a 49er fan. So we are like, I know, that's sad.
There goes the magic.
You know, but a Harbaugh's going to win. So I just know that it's going to be a good game. But, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm thinking also that you could probably, you know, with the chicken wings, I mean, they always serve celery sticks with that. I mean, I guess you could load up on the celery sticks instead of, you know, more celery sticks to the chicken wings, you know, if that's what you, you know, if that helps you out.
Great idea. You know, and one of the other things, you know, a good suggestion before you go to any party is don't eat the whole day just to wait and save all this for that party, because you tend to, when you get there, You're so hungry that, you know, the bowl of nuts that they've set out just prior to all the other food, you're just going to take a couple handfuls. And that's almost wasted point plus values or calories.
Right. So that's a good idea. So you're suggesting that I shouldn't, you know, or anyone should not, you know, I'm going to wait till Super Bowl party so I can, you know, save up all my points, and then you'll just, like, gorge. You'll just, like,
right.
Just, okay.
You know, go
so
ahead
should
and,
eat
you know,
something before they, yeah.
Eat before you go, you know, even actually eat, exercise before you go, take a walk before you go, get out and play a little football yourself, and that gives some activity. And again, we've got what we call weekly point plus values. We get 49 of those, so that's an option that you can save up and use for, you know, for if you don't have, you know, the ability to have, you know, if you're going to somebody else's house and they have chicken wings and you really want one, well, see, you know, have one, have two,
right.
But figure out, what am I going to do next? You know, have a plan. That's kind of a key.
Well, how about if it's a good idea if you actually, you know, if it's one of those potluck deals and you bring a good potluck that you know it's a low calorie version of what you love, but no one would no one would be the wiser. But you bring that in and you just kind of sit next to that plate and eat it most of the day.
That, you know, what's really kind of funny is we all do that, and that usually is the first thing to go. Normally we would bring. Isn't that kind of funny? You know, you'll bring in a veggie tray. You'll bring this veggie tray that's for you, and next thing you know, everybody's eating it.
I made a vegetarian chili one time, and it was no fat. I didn't use any oil, anything. It was the vegetarian crumbles. I did black beans, kidney beans. I did canned tomatoes. You know, it was so low fat, and it was. And then I made a version with the meat, with ground beef and whatever. The vegetarian was the first to go.
Yep.
I couldn't keep it in. I mean, and it was just the first to go.
It's just ironic, isn't it, how, you know, and people don't realize, you know, if you would have said this was a diet food, they'd go. And I don't think that's one thing that's Weight Watchers. There's no diet. This is all about, it's making changes that can become routine, that it's not, this is just your way of life. So when I eat this veggie chili, that's everybody likes it, so that's what we're going to have.
Right.
You don't have to make that.
And I love that you said that it's not a diet. It you know, and I think that's what, you know, that's like a trigger, a word for people. When you hear diet, it's either you're either going to fail or you're either going to succeed. But it's like there's no in between when you use the word diet. For me,
diet has an end.
Right.
Diet has it. When I diet, I'm going to be done. And as soon as
exactly.
I'm done, I'm going to do this. And that sets us up. So if you look at it, that is this something that you can live with? You know, there's no magic to losing weight. It's, you know, exercise. It's eating less, moving more. That's kind of it. And we just have to realize that, what are we willing to do? Are you worth it? Are you worth doing these little changes? Do you believe that it works? I believe it works. I believe I've had many members hit goal. I've had many members work for Weight Watchers and seen them be successful. And when you see people being successful, that just breeds success. And
yeah.
So that ability to believe in yourself and believe in Weight Watchers. You know, I've been with Weight Watchers for so long. Every time they come out with a program, it's just better and better. I am so amazed. They do so much work for us. They do all the work and we get the fun.
And you know, and I will actually say this too. I mean, I know there are some people who can manage online, the online thing. But I really have to have that interaction with a great leader as yourself that just keeps it fun, keeps it real. If you have an issue or a problem, you come into your meeting, you talk to them. They have a suggestion. They'll tell you to, you know, call them. I mean, you know, to the extent of call me if you get stuck or whatever. I need that interaction. I can't do it just online. I need that personally.
Well, I think some, you know, and like you said, there are some people that are very successful online. They still have a support system. Their support system is online. There are challenges. There are community boards that they use as their support system, but I would say the majority of people really, they need the accountability of coming in and then staying for that meeting to see that they're not alone. Because the one thing that, you know, most of us know that have had weight issues, we've all tried to lose weight on our own. And
yeah.
I haven't always been the best advice giver to myself. I'm great at listening to other people's advice and my own advice, but to sit there if I'm having a problem, I don't always think that, you know, if I'm by myself, I'm going, oh, you know what? nobody's going to know they didn't weigh.
Yeah.
I didn't
weigh
myself. But if I have to go in every week, that's an accountability factor. And to know that people are waiting for you. You know, we have people that come to the same meetings, and they've become their own, like, little family. That's their Weight Watcher family. That's their support group.
Oh, my God. Janet Crojan, you have been such a wonderful guest, and I encourage anyone who is thinking about joining a weight loss program with Ever that Weight Watchers is a wonderful program, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on it. Well, I am saying it because I'm on it, but it's just a great program, and it does teach you to stop using the word diet. It's a lifestyle, a way of life. You know, you can eat your pizza. You just know how to eat it, and you just know how much to eat it. And as Janet told us earlier, you know, you just make some different choices as far as lightening up a meal for a big party such as Super Bowl. So, Janet Crojan, I appreciate you being on the show today and taking the time to share with us your story and giving us some tips on lightening up our Super Bowl snacks.
Well, thank you so much, Juanita, for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. And we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to have Christian Cuba. She's going to give us some other tips on how to incorporate the dreaded alcohol and the other good beers and suggestions on how we can stay with the crowd and also still drink and enjoy ourselves. So give us about a minute. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A great conversation with Janet Crojan of Weight Watchers. I plan to make some type of low-calorie snack, but I'm not going to tell anyone that what it is. I'm just going to bring it, have it, and just share it. And then, you know, those people will know later that it's a low-calorie version of what everyone loves. And speaking of, you know, watching what we eat and whatever, I decided that I really would love to have a nutritionist here who can kind of break it down and give us some more information on how to make wise decisions. So I have Christian Cuba. She is with Results Gym. She is a nutritionist. And, you know, I guess the first question, Christian, welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm so glad you joined us
Thank
today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Why a nutritionist? Why do we need a nutritionist?
Well, a nutritionist can really help you figure out, you know, how healthy eating can fit into your lifestyle. And nutrition is very individualized, so something that might work for your neighbor or for your sister won't necessarily work for you, and that's why working with a nutritionist is important.
Okay, and so tell me a life, you know, what would I need to do? Like, when I come to you, I tell you some of the things that I enjoy eating, some of the things that I shouldn't. I mean, how do you do that? Do you chastise me? Do you hit my hand and go, you shouldn't be eating that? You know, you shouldn't be eating those French fries, by the way.
I'm a little nicer than that. Most people I find really know what to do, but they don't know how to fit it into their lifestyle. So by coming to me and telling me your likes and your dislikes, you know, where you're eating your meals, if you're on the go, if you're doing family meal planning, I can really help you to figure out how to get healthy foods into your daily diet, and also control calories overall.
Okay, so I'm going to throw it out there, Christian. You know, I like to drink during Super Bowl. I mean, I think everybody else does, too. But I like a good mojito and a good margarita every now and then. I mean, how are you going to fit that into my nutritional needs? How can I fit that in there?
So what you want to do, you want to make sure that you account for those calories into your daily total. So when you're drinking your calories, for one, those calories don't really make you feel full. So you're not registering them as food calories, but they still do count towards your daily total. The other thing is that when we drink alcoholic beverages, our inhibitions go down, and sometimes that willpower goes out the window. So you really want to be careful about the food choices that you make while you're having a drink or two.
Wow. Wait a minute. Stop the tape for a second. Okay. So when I drink, because, you know, I always wondered about that. It's like I'll have the willpower, the tenacity, whatever, of life. But when I start drinking, I find myself wanting to eat more. And
that's
now
right.
You're telling me that's what's going on.
That's right. You're getting a little bit more relaxed. And, you know, you also relax when it comes to, you know, the healthy choices that you might make. So you want to really plan ahead. So know how many drinks you're going to have. Maybe you indulge in that one margarita and then you switch to club soda or just some water. And really plan out, you know, the snacks that you're going to have. If you want to bring a healthy snack to the party, that always helps. You know, chopped vegetables and hummus, that can be good. Something like maybe just some grilled chicken, and you can add some spicy dip to it as an alternative to, you know, the traditional chicken wings. Really mm-hmm. think ahead and think about, you know, healthy food choices.
And how should I think ahead as far as, because you know this. I know you go to the Super Bowl parties, but you know there is heavy drinking at Super Bowl parties. So should I bring in one of my skinny martini mixes, or should I just, you know, just kind of say, okay, I'm going to drink something, but maybe I'll just have like a glass of wine or make the wine into a wine spritzer or light beer. I don't drink beer, but yeah.
Right. So those skinny margarita mixes and things like that, those will save you some calories for sure. And you really want to just limit it to one, you know, to maybe two drinks for a special occasion, especially women. Alcohol tends to affect us, you know, at a faster rate because, you know, we're smaller. So that would be an important thing. But, you know, a glass of wine certainly would save you some calories over something like a margarita. Light beer would save you, you know, some calories. But I think the most important thing is to have your one drink and really enjoy it, but then limit it, you know, to just one, maybe two.
So tell us about the nutrition services that Results Gym offers. What do you offer your clients?
So we have different packages that clients can select from, and they can meet with me over the course of, you know, 4 weeks or 8 weeks, and really, as I mentioned before, set up a healthy eating program that's going to fit into their lifestyle. So what you really want to do is take the word diet, if you will, out of this whole exercise and think of a healthy eating plan for life. I always ask people, you know, is this change something that you think you can stick to for the rest of your life? And they get it afraid, you know, but it really is something that you want to think about doing long term, not just short term.
Well, yeah, because I think I saw a picture of you on the website. You're like gorgeous. I mean, my God, you're so small. You got the body of life. If someone comes to you and they're overweight, you know, and they're saying, "Oh God, look at this. Look at Twiggy here." Okay, well, I guess, you know, how can I possibly look like her?
Well, it's a combination of different, you know, lifestyle factors, and everybody is individual too. You know, I don't think that everyone is striving for one particular type, certainly. But I think that the way that I can help most people the most is to give them that gift of understanding how healthy nutrition really, you know, makes you feel better. It makes you think better. It gives you more energy. You know, I think it makes you feel more confident about yourself. And so that's really what I try to encourage people to do is really, you know, make it a priority, make nutrition a priority and healthy eating and, you know, put yourselves first and you know, really make the effort.
And do you offer or, you know, suggest like supplements or vitamins, or you know, do you offer those types of add-ons? Like, you need to eat this, but you should also take these mm-hmm. vitamins or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, the best way to tell what you're deficient in is a blood test at your doctor's office. And, you know, if you have some results like that and we can go over them, then I can make recommendations on different supplements. But really, without knowing, you know, what a person has going on in their body, I wouldn't necessarily recommend supplements, because sometimes we over-supplement and, you know, that can be just as harmful as being deficient.
Yeah, because, okay, so I guess a good suggestion to people who are just thinking about getting a nutritionist is that they should go to the doctor and get blood work and bring the results of the blood work. And I guess you can kind of look at that and say, oh, okay, well,
right.
You need to add this to your plan, and we need to take away this from that or whatever.
Yes, yes. And what goes along with that, too, in those, you know, maybe nutrient deficiencies, are things like glucose levels, your blood sugar level. You also want to know your cholesterol levels, both your good and your bad cholesterol levels, because sometimes we may look healthy on the outside or look slim, but we can be unhealthy on the inside, depending on, you know, different lifestyle habits. So all of those numbers are important to know.
Hmm. So what's a bad what's bad cholesterol? I mean, I got mine done, but I don't know what is considered bad.
Right. So we used to look at just the total cholesterol number, and if it was over 200, it was considered bad, and if it was under, it was considered good. But now we know that there's also good cholesterol that goes into that total cholesterol number. So we really want to know the breakdown. And good cholesterol helps to protect the heart. And so you really want to have a nice high number for your good cholesterol, at least 50 for women and 40 for men.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So when you get your cholesterol number, sometimes the doctor, you know, will just send them to you, and there's not an explanation.
Well, exactly.
They look good, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You get that number, and you're like, okay, I got it. What does this mean? Okay, I mean, is this good? Is it bad? And you're right. You don't know if it's good or if it's bad. And
right,
I guess we come
right.
to you, and we'll say, hey, this is what I got. What can you do for me? And you'll look in and go, oh, okay.
Yes.
Stop drinking mojitos.
That's right.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw this out at you, Christian.
Tell a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this out there to you, Christian. Do you drink?
I have. I enjoy red wine. I do.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, you know, you being a nutritionist, and, you know, people see you picking up a glass of something, they go, oh, my God, no, you really? You can't do that. You can't drink that.
Right. Well, we do know that some of the healthiest populations, you know, did enjoy alcohol in moderation. The Mediterranean diet, for example, includes, you know, up to a glass of wine a day. So, you know, it's also important to think about how you're enjoying it. So if you're sitting down to a meal and, you know, you're with friends and it's very social, you know, and you're eating healthful foods along with it, then that's much different than maybe going to a bar and having, you know, binge drinking, something like that. So it's really in the context of, you know, how you're enjoying your alcohol, I think.
And is there any age group that you will not see? I mean, of course, we see a lot of younger people who have, you know, that are getting diabetes at such a young age. Is there a group of an age group that you will not see, or you just see, you know, whatever? I mean, whomever.
No, I see a lot of families, actually. In the community that I live in is very family oriented, and you know, I think it's a good thing to start talking about early, and not in the context of weight loss, but certainly in, you know, being healthy and being respectful to your body. And, you know, these are good foods that can nourish your body and also your mind. So
yeah.
When I talk to children, I'm often talking about, you know, doing well in sports, and this is how you fuel your body, and doing well in school, and this is how, you know, you can fuel your brain, and, you know, kind of leave it in those positive messages.
Yeah, and I'm thinking also that, you know, we talking about kids, and, you know, I'm looking at schools now, and it seems like a lot of the schools are offering stuff that are not that healthy for kids. I mean, they don't really have a choice unless, of course, they bring their own stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's right.
You know,
I think
there's a
movement to change that and really take a look at, you know, what we are feeding our kids in school. And for so many kids, you know, they're eating two out of the three meals at school if they're there for breakfast, and then they're there for lunch and maybe even an after school snack. So it really is, you know, a focus where I think we can change and do a lot of good.
And how important is including a breakfast for, you know, every day? I always include breakfast. I think it's an important meal of day. I mean, I'm sure a lot of other people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I really think it's a very important meal of the day because it seems to keep me focused on the rest of the day.
That's right. I'm a big fan of breakfast, too, and I think, you know, if you've had that long fast overnight, which, you know, you really should have if you ate, you know, maybe at 8 or 9 o'clock even the night before, then by about, you know, 7 or 8 in the morning, you're ready for some fuel, and that will get your metabolism going. You'll start burning calories. It can also, like you said, help keep your mind focused, and that becomes especially important for children, too, you know, when we're expecting them to learn in the classroom and really pay attention, and we want to make sure that they're getting some protein and some healthy, fiber-rich carbohydrates so that their blood sugar levels stay steady, and there really is a lot of benefits from eating a healthy breakfast.
And any advice, last advice on those people who are going out to enjoy the big game on Sunday, any advice you can share?
Right. Well, if you're going to a party where you know you can bring something to add to the mix, a house party, then I would say bring your own healthy dish and you can share that. Definitely keep alcohol in check. And, of course, we want to remind people to always be safe when they're drinking, too. But nutrition-wise, you know, I think plan ahead, don't arrive starving, and make sure that there's something healthy there that you can snack on.
Christian Cuba with Results Gym. Give us a number where they can reach you if our listeners want to contact you for your services.
Sure. Well, you can reach me through Results Gym, and that number is 202-234-5678.
Oh God, I love that number. It's just the best
number.
Easy
enough, right?
It's so easy. Christian Cuba with Results Gym. Thank you so much. Coming up in about another minute, we're going to be joined by Barry L. Jacoby, and he is going to tell us about training our bodies, getting our mind right. We've already eaten. We try to do the low fat, but some of us didn't. Some of us did sneak over and got the full fledged nacho and whatever else. So Barry's going to give us some advice on how we can do a little exercising after the fact. Give me about a minute. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. This is our Super Bowl. We've got to stay focused show. And as promised, I have a wonderful trainer, CEO of Bounce Fitness. We're joined by Barry L. Jacoby. Hey, Barry. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Okay. Now,
thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being on the show. Now, you're talking to someone who does not like to exercise. Now, I know how important exercise is. And again, you know, I saw your picture on the website. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone that's been on this show has been like buff and gorgeous. So I say that to say, what do you do for people who don't like to exercise? How do you help them? How do you get them involved, encouraged, and just wanting to work out?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, you know, is how do you get people, you know, to do things that they don't like to do? You know, it's almost kind of like, you know, if it was easy, everyone would be a millionaire, right? You know, but you have to work hard. You have to kind of like, you know, take things to a whole new level. You have to do some things that you're not willing to do.
Right.
You know, stay late after work sometimes, or
yeah,
read the chapter, you know, two times. So I think that the first thing is to understand the exercise is to understand the value of it, and then to actually realistically think about, well, what do I need to do that? And before I actually starting the training program, I believe, you know, and train the mind first. Once you train the mind and prepare the mind, then you can, now you're in a perfect scenario and situation to actually set yourself up for a successful exercise program.
Now, you say train the mind. I love that. How do you train the mind? Because that is very important to get the mind can tell the body, okay, you need to do this. How do you train the mind?
You know, it's, you know, positive reinforcement. You know, it's, you know, training the mind is kind of like setting up, mentally preparing yourself for certain situations. I'll give you an example. You know, so I have a Super Bowl party coming up this weekend. I know I'm going to be in a tough situation. I know there's going to be a lot of food there, right?
Right.
But I'm preparing myself for that situation. So when I'm in that situation, it's not like I'm shocked or I'm being thrown, oh, my gosh, there's all this food here. Well, I knew there's going to be food there, so I'm going into the situation mentally prepared.
Oh, okay.
And now that way I'm in a position to actually, you know, to say, well, because I prepared myself mentally, I told myself when I'm going to go to the, you know, when I'm at the Super Bowl party, I'm going to definitely make the right decision. It's kind of like telling someone, you know, it's basically giving the right signals to the brain and the mind on what to do in a situation.
Yeah. And do you train now when you go into a Super Bowl party and you see all that? Because you're right, you know, I mean, you know what. You kind of know what to expect until, of course, you see the chocolate fountain. And then you're like, oh, well, that just threw me off, the chocolate fountain. Really? No, I'm just like, I mean.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's almost like, you know, just give yourself a heads up of what's going to happen down the road. So let's say you're driving on the road and you lose your navigation, or, you know, or let's say you're driving lost. It's the worst feeling ever, not knowing where you're going, you know. But if you know where you're going, which exit you got to take, that's going to be the most efficient way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you peace of mind, and so it's seeing the value of, you know, what is a good, well-rounded exercise program. Well, number one, what are my goals? What do I need to do to get there? And how am I going to get there? And why do I have these goals? And why I want to do it? And what's the deep reason behind it? And then understanding, well, you know. It's kind of spiritual feeding, mental feeding, feeding yourself the extra energy on why we do things. Why do we want to be successful? Why do we want to be peaceful? Why do we want to be happy? Why do we want to, you know, be kind and generous? Why?
Right.
You know, answer that. Why do you want to live healthy?
You bring out a great point, because it's like once you start thinking about how good you feel. After you've trained with you, that right there is a high for me. It's like if I start looking fabulous in something because I've been training with Barry, I can pass the chocolate. I can pretty much pass the chocolate fountain without sticking my head underneath it. I can probably do that because
you're
I know
right.
that my mind has gotten trained. Now my body is starting, like you said, you're getting your body, you know, in tune with your mind.
Exactly, and the funny thing is, I tell people, think about anything you've done successful in your life. Maybe you got a certain job, maybe you got a raise, or maybe you got a certain degree, or you went to a top school. Think about what did you do to achieve your biggest accomplishments in life. Think about it. You're probably consistent. You're probably determined. You probably had a strong drive and a strong will, and that's what made you successful. So success. It's not just about in one factor of life. It's about applying those successful principles into a exercise program And that's when you're going to walk away and say, wow, look at the results I got. And look how much weight I lost. Look how much healthier I am. Look at my cholesterol or my blood pressure improving dramatically or whatever the situation may be.
Wow. And you do you do this for your clients? I mean, because I'm already... You got me.
Let me jump on board.
Exactly. I mean, when you hear someone talking to you like that, it just makes you, yeah, I want to be healthy again. I want to look great.
And you know what? And that's why we're in business, because that's the there's a strong need out there. People need support. They need a good support system. It's kind of like if you have a child and the child doesn't have love and care and a good support system, it's kind of you're taking a risk on how that child's going to turn out to a certain degree. You know, is you want to give the best support system to each other, and especially a system to achieve your goals, you know, give you a good, strong support system. I tell our clients when we work with them, we're gonna achieve these goals, but it's gonna be a journey, you know, and we're gonna go through this. And we tell the clients to make sure you have the support of your friends and your family to cheer you on, because just to kind of increase that energy in your life.
Wow. Because I will throw this out there to you, Barry. Now, your approach I love, because you're basically saying, it's not just, me training you, but I want you to feel good about yourself. Because I had a trainer, and my God, it was like I thought that he just hated me and he just wanted to like slap me. I mean, it was just like, what do you mean you can't run? Give me five. I'll give you five, all right. But it's like, I mean, he's training me as though I am trying to become a boxer or something. I'm like, dude, I just want my thighs a little thinner. I don't want to be in the ring with Layla Ali. I just want my thighs to be a little thinner. Why are you talking to me with so much disrespect? Does that work for your other clients?
And it's the trainer's job to be a good listener. See, as a trainer, what we really specialize in, especially my team and our whole philosophy, is to listen to the details, listen to the clients and what they're saying, listen to their behavior, listen to see what's going on in their lives, how much they value this. And that way, the more we really listen, the more we can really understand, well, what do we need to do for this in particular client to get this client the results. And each person is a totally different method. I can't say, hey, well, this program I have here, it will work for every single person. Well, no, each person needs to be a customized, tailored program that's going to suit that individual mentally, physically, spiritually.
Wow. And I'm glad you said that all of the programs that you have, because I'm going to touch on that and just ask you exactly what is Bounce Fitness. But you're right. Everyone is not the same. So you can't say, I'm going to, this is a training course, and you're going to do this, 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 and this, because I may not need that. I may need something else. I may need, Barry, oh, my God, my back hurts. I mean, I want you to hear me say that. I don't want you to say, you're just blind. Give me five more.
Yeah, exactly, And I have a saying that I love is, you can show the horse the water, but you can't force it to drink.
Right.
But if you inspire the horse correctly, the horse will drink. And that just shows you, just basically, if you inspire individuals to be the best, to think greater, to want to work hard, to want to go above and beyond expectations, you'd be surprised on what type of performance individuals are actually capable of performing.
You're right. Tell me what Bounce Fitness is all about. What do you have in at Bounce Fitness?
Well, it's a real simple concept. We're actually really convenient. Our biggest thing is convenience. We're actually not a gym. We actually specialize in in-home personal training. So, for example, clients will tell us, hey, I'm too busy to go to the gym, or hey, I just don't have time. Well, hey, we'll come to you. We could train you at your house, an apartment complex gym. We could train you in your living room. We could train you at your business office. We could train you at a local park. We do have some other locations in the area where if you want to come to us, we could go. But the main thing is convenience.
Oh, my. So you come to me.
There's no reason why not to work out.
That is fantastic, and especially for the people who are always so busy And they want,
exactly.
you know, they want a specialized person that will come to them and show them how to do things and just basically kind of take your hand in your own environment. I love that idea.
Exactly. We knock on your front door and we'll be there. You tell us when and where, we're there.
Wow.
You know? But yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, been a great success. People love the convenience factor. They love the attention to detail that we're not just here to train. Is we want to make sure that we understand the reason behind your goals. We want to understand what's your main benefit that you want to get out of this. And maybe you have high blood pressure. Maybe you're pre-diabetic or you have high diabetes. You know, the
right.
funny thing is I get calls all the time where people literally, they just come out of the doctor's office and the doctor, you know, and they'll say, hey, Barry, you know, my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. My diabetes are taking over. My vision is getting bad, and you know, I need to change. Or if I don't exercise, I don't heal it. I'm on the path to an earlier death, God forbid. You know, the more knowledge we know, what we're realizing, the future of medicine is what? It's exercise. Nutrition. That's the future of medicine. And you'll notice a lot of the doctors what they're saying these days is exactly that.
Is incorporating some type of exercise. I mean, and when you start out, do you start out, you know, just run by the track by 5 miles? I mean,
that's my bad
trainer voice. Run the track 5 times, 5 miles. Slow? Do you, you know, you kind of ease into it? You know, like,
you know,
ease.
We want to keep you in your comfort zone. That's the way I like to put it, is keep you in your comfort zone. And then slowly that comfort zone will start growing and get bigger and bigger. And then you're going to want to slowly step out of that comfort zone and push it harder and give me those extra repetitions coming from your own will, coming from your own desire, you know.
Wow.
And that's where we want to do that. That's what the way we want to do it.
And I like that, too, your own desire to want to, I can do more, Barry. Can I do 10 more, Barry? Okay.
Exactly.
You know, I think I can do 10 more, as opposed to, the bad.
And we have a philosophy here, one day better. That's our philosophy. That's our saying at Balanced Fitness. We believe each day is a new day, a new opportunity to get better. If it's one more extra rep, if it's one extra mile or one extra lap, or if it's, you know, one extra workout, you know, each day, at the end of the day, you really got to evaluate yourself and say, what did I do today to get better? If you can answer that in a positive way, then guess what? You're going to be very successful. And that goes right back to any other aspect of life. If it's your working career, if you're wondering why you haven't gotten a raise for several years, or you haven't got promoted, or you're at the same job forever, and you're looking for that extra boost, you have to evaluate your work ethic. Are you someone who just shows up to the gym every day and just shows up, and then people wonder why you don't get results? Well, are you pushing it? Are you going above and beyond, you know?
Exactly. Are you desiring to be that person, or are you just there because you just say, okay, I'll go to the gym just for the sake of going to the gym, as opposed to saying, I desire to be a better person both inside and outside.
Exactly.
And so, therefore, I'm going to take this and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would say a lot of people, when they go through this, they you know, ask anyone that's ever lost 20, 30 pounds, they'll tell you, I'm a whole new person. I'm a new person, you know, because it carries over into their life. They think different. They, you know. It's a form of brainwashing, but positive brainwashing.
Well, Barry, I love talking with you. This was fabulous, but I can't let you go until you give me some information about Balanced Fitness. Tell our listeners how they can find you and BalancedFitness.com, which I've already said, BalancedFitness.com, but give us some information.
Yeah, so you could go to BalancedFitness.com and check us out and give us, you know, if they're interested in some personal training, a nutrition program. I even want to offer all the listeners a free nutrition program, access to our, we have an online nutrition program on our website, and I'm willing to give all our listeners to a free access to that, to kind of, you know, customize their meal plan, to measure their progress, and, you know, again, that's at no extra additional charge. But yeah,
wow.
You know, that's something we definitely And it really, if we customize programs. So if you want us just to put a program together and hold you accountable for that, we can definitely do that. We work with people locally and really all around the U.S.
Oh, well, perfect. And so they just should log on to bouncefitness.com. And that is one word, bounce, as in bouncing
bounce
the ball,
fitness.com. Exactly.
And Barry L. Jacoby is the CEO of bouncefitness.com. You have been an absolute delight. Thank you so much, Barry, for being on the show today.
You know, it's been my pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
And I would love to invite you back again because I love your spirit. I really want to invite you back again to talk about some other things.
Hey, absolutely. I really believe the exercise is a component of medicine and a better, happier, fulfilled individual.
Well, thank you so much, Barry. And again, that is bouncefitness.com. Check them out. I'm sure and I know you will be thoroughly pleased as I am with Barry L. Jacoby. I am so glad you joined us today. Next time you join us, it'll be after Valentine's Day, but we're still doing our part two of the wedding segment that I promised you. We're going to be joined by TheKnot.com, and they're going to give us some good advice on those people who are planning their weddings for the summer and spring. Until then, stay warm, because we are in D.C., and enjoy the Super Bowl. Take care. Bye-bye.